Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7 Mike of the Afternoon, along with Jill, is standing down for the water cooler conversations. And who likes being woken up from a dead sleep by neighbors, anything? You know, something.
Loud noise.
Yeah, loud
Not
noise.
Me.
Hate that.
Yeah. Grouchy. And,
yeah. I mean, because then it just, particularly if it happens and it's like 5 minutes before your alarm is going to go off.
It never fails.
Those kind of things.
Yep.
I have the problem of waking up like 2 minutes before my alarm is going to go off.
Yep.
Just automatically.
It happens all
it
the time.
It annoys me so bad. But not as bad as waking up like a guy in Central New York, because he had a very rude awakening when a 6 foot long red-tailed boa constrictor.
Oh, wow.
Suddenly fell through his bedroom ceiling.
Oh my gosh.
And landed on top of him.
I would probably pass out and just die right there.
Right.
I don't know that there would be much else to do.
How could you do anything other than, I mean.
Yeah, reason number million not to sleep naked.
Oh man, yes. Yeah, another one. And yeah, guaranteed that I would be screaming like a little child. I'd be like,
oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, because you know you'd be a little dazed, like, what just happened? And
yeah.
Then you'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah. And it's crawling on me.
See ya.
Yeah. And the State Department of Environmental Conservation said it all went down in the Oswego County village of Pulaski. And just here, that's 35 miles north of Syracuse.
Oh, really?
And
what kind of building? Is something just going to fall through the ceiling?
See, I was wondering the same thing. I think that something ought to be investigated, not about the snake, more like the structural soundness of this apartment.
Then it's like if you set a dresser on there, it's going to fall through.
Yeah.
Like a snake can't be that heavy.
6 foot long boa constrictor.
I know, but still, they're not. I've lifted them up.
I bet you have.
I have. My friends had one in college.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're not heavy enough to fall through a floor.
Well, maybe it was like in some enclosure.
They picked him up and threw him.
Well, see, what I was going to say, maybe he fell off of something and it made him crash
still,
through there.
Oof-da.
Yeah.
I would lose my marbles.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't live. I mean,
no,
because
I would
it
have
would
died
be,
of a heart attack.
I mean,
for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a heart attack, okay? And it had nothing to do with a snake. If a snake, I'm already on borrowed time. If I have a 6 foot snake come down, you might as well start writing the obituary right now.
Call it
now.
A day.
Yes. And so what happened? They determined that the large snake had escaped its enclosure in another apartment.
Oh.
And so, fortunately, our sleeping friend wasn't injured, which, yeah, I
yeah,
beg to differ.
Horrified.
He's injured mentally because now who's going to, I mean.
No, thank you.
I don't think at this point that I would ever be able to sleep again.
No.
And not in that apartment.
Have like total nightmares.
Yes.
I mean, with snakes in them.
First of all, I got to get a new bed because I'm pretty sure I soiled it.
Yeah, you that's
know,
done.
It's like I would have just lost all bodily functions.
Oh, man.
Screaming
that
and kicking at it. Is it probably sort of wrapping itself around the guy?
For real. Oh.
Because that's what they do.
Yeah,
so,
they constrict you. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's actually legal to own those things in New York.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
Right. So the snake was reunited with its owners.
Oh,
like,
how sweet.
Oh, I was looking for that.
What happened? Why is there a hole in my floor?
Wow, look at that.
What
All right.
Know?
What did you guys do to my snake? All right. There you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits. It's 102.7.